You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'iduhu wa nasta'ufiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudillala wa man yudlilhu fala hadiyala. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, from Wednesday night we have started our tour of Natal. We were in Vellum and we discussed the Islamic calendar. And on Thursday we were in the Sufi Masjid in Glennon Road. And there we spoke about the love for the Ahlul Bayt, the honorable household of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jumu'ah we were there in Masjid al-Hilal, where we spoke about what are the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And last night, Alhamdulillah, in Pietermaritzburg, in Mountain Rise Masjid, we spoke about who really martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda in Karbala. Tonight, honorable brothers and sisters, our topic is the fadail and manaqib, the virtues and the merits of the honorable wives and spouses of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you just draw the law of analogy, you will find that today the ummah by and large, male, female, young and old, they will know the 11 cricket players, they will know the 11 soccer players, but very few of the ummah know the honorable wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are also total 11. So today, inshallah, in this talk, we want to highlight what the Quran Sharif, what the Sunnah Mubarakah teaches us, and who are the Ahlul Bayt in the light of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Number one, what are the virtues of the honorable wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the noble Quran? At random, I'll mention few of the virtues and merits. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunna ka ahadim minan nisa. O you honorable spouses and wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like the other women. Your rank and status is elevated by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala himself. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. The honorable spouses and wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are our mothers. How we have a biological mother, we have a spiritual mother, and therefore when we take the name of Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Maymuna or anybody else, we say Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Believe you me, brothers, when we belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then it is our unanimous belief that Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, and all the honorable Azwaj Mutahharat, their important significance in our heart is much more important than that of our own biological mother. Yeh toh muhabbat ka taqaza hai aur iman ka taqaza hai. That is what our Iman demands from us. And that is what Islam demands from us. Third one, you can never marry your mother. So Almighty Allah elevating the rank and status of the honorable wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wala antankihu min ba'di. None of you can ever marry the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam even after the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In their rooms, in their houses, the Quran Sharif was revealed. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَىٰ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Oh, you Azwaj Mutahharat, you by heart and memorize what has been recited in your homes and what is revealed in your homes. Subhanallah. Can we imagine what is the rank and status of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable wives? Surah 49 is entitled Suratul Hujurat, referring to the homes of the honorable wives of the Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we have the enemies of Islam, and we need to be clear on these issues. I'll just mention three verses regarding this. Any person anywhere in the world cast allegations, aspersions, accusations against our honorable mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha or any other spouse of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Almighty Allah came to the defense of the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go read Surah Nur, Surah 24. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, Allimu nisa'akum surat al-nur. Teach your female Surah Nur. There are many lessons there. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to the people of Iraq. If you want reference of Sayyidina Umar's letter, it's mentioned in Tanwirul Azhan. If you want reference of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha statement, is mentioned in Rawayul Bayan, both books by Sheikh Sabuni, our honorable Ustad, Hafidhullah. So Sayyida Umar wrote a letter to the people of Iraq and told them of the many things mentioned in the letter, Allimu nisa'akum surat al-nur. Teach your female Surah Nur, Surah 24. In Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's defense of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Surah 24, verses 11 to 26. Almighty Allah revealed 16 verses to exonerate Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, to prove her innocence. And what did Almighty Allah say? Elevating the rank status of the honorable wives. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, wat-tayyibuna lit-tayyibat. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the best of the best, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. If he Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was and is, will always be the best of the best, and that is our unanimous belief, then his honorable wives are the most tayyib and pure and chaste. Because the law of Almighty Allah is Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithina wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. The impure and the immoral will be for the impure and the immoral. See how Allah defended them. Read the starting of Surah Nur. If somebody casts allegations, accusations against our wives, daughters, sisters, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. What did Almighty Allah say? وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَعْتُوا بِأَرْبَةِ شُهَدَاءِ. Those people who cast aspersions, allegations against the chaste ladies who are believers. But when it came to Azwaj Mutahharat, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned one extra adjective, one extra word. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah used the word, honorable listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Lansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. They are ghafil. These type of thoughts do not enter their pure minds and their pure hearts. Imagine the rank and state of Azwaj Mutahharat. They have such pure thoughts, pure mind, Yes, my heart, your heart, our family, they can have these kind of thoughts. But never the Azwaj Mutahharat. Allah Jalla Wala came to defend them and elevate their rank and status. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informed by Almighty Allah, I love you the most, O Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now you have these honorable wives. La yahillu lakan nisa'u min ba'd. Now you cannot marry anybody else. And you cannot go and separate from any one of them. They are your honorable wives. They will be with you in Jannatul Firdaus. See, my brothers, so many virtues, every one I mentioned to you from the noble Quran. Now we go to the second discussion, Ahlul Bayt. The word Ahlul Bayt, Ahl Bayt, is mentioned thrice in the noble Quran. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, we know that he is thrown, and at that time there the Pharaoh was killing the young boys. So his mother then placed him, remember, in the river and in the water. وَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِ. So place him there and Allah will protect him. And we find that now he don't want to take the milk of any mother, of any lady. So the sister of Nabi Musa alayhi salam is observing all this. And what does she say? هَلَّدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ. Must I show you the Ahle Bayt that will take care of him, and they will breastfeed him and so forth. Subhanallah, the sister is telling the Pharaoh and his people, there is the Ahle Bayt, the mother, who will breastfeed Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So it is the female, it is the mother. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's first wife, Sayyidah Hajra radiallahu anha, gives birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Now Hazrat Sarah radiallahu anha has no children. So first wife was, remember Hazrat Sarah, but she had no children. Second wife was Sayyidah Hajra radiallahu anha, but she had the first child. And Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, takes place. Now this tension, she is the new one, but she has a child. The old one doesn't have. أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. See, in the story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ahl al-Bayt is mentioned. Everybody agrees, it refers to Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha, the honorable wife of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Quran is telling us, when the term Ahlul Bayt is used, it refers to the mother, it refers to the wife. Now when you come to Surah 33, verse 33, this is the point of contention. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. So we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe, do not make a mistake because of propaganda. Maaf, do not get caught up in the propaganda and in the trap of the enemy. They say that Ahlul Bayt is only Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. We say they are 100% part of Ahlul Bayt, but it's not confined to them only. First and foremost, I ask you a question. If you study the Arabic language, what is the meaning of Ahlul Bayt? Ay man ta'ahala bihi. What, who do you love? I love with my wife loves with me. You love with your wife, and your wife loves with you. So that is a natural phenomenon in the world. So Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable wives are part of the Ahlul Bayt. Any person who wants to debate this question, ask them this one question. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the foundation of Ahlul Bayt, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is the ladli, the most beloved, precious daughter, child of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa Fatima tu Sayyida tu Nisa'i Ahlul Jannah. Ye to ek ajeeb baat hai, this is something very, very strange. The father is Ahlul Bayt, the daughter is Ahlul Bayt. So what crime, inverted commas, did the honorable mother, the wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, commit that she is excluded, and she is Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Sayyida Fatima is included, the father Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam included. So what happened to the mother? The mother is excluded by the enemies of Islam because of their hatred of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. Therefore, they excluded Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha as well. And we refute that and reject that. We say all the honorable wives from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha till the last wife of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha, all are included. So understand the consistency that is in the Quran Sharif. Ahle Bayt refers to the wives, to the mothers, and the honorable wives and spouses of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the Azwaj Mutahharat, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the mothers of this ummah, me and you. So therefore, they are also included. Briefly, I want to take you through the honorable wives. Number one, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 25 years old. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is 40 years old. The nikah takes place in Makkah Mukarramah. And remember that they were so happy. And because everything was based on taqwa, piety, everything. Then wahi came, Iqra bismi, in the dusty cave of Hira. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam first time experiences the wahi. Open Bukhari Sharif in the beginning chapter. Bab kayfa kana badul wahi, how wahi came and so forth, many details. The master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to honorable Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Zambiluni, zambiluni. Wrap me up, give me a shawl, O Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Inni khashitu ala nafsi, I'm fearing, I don't know what will happen. See the wife, honorable wife, a pillar of strength. She said, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lay yukhzik Allahu abada, Almighty Allah will never disgrace you. You are the personality, لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمُ, that you join the family ties. وَتَقْرِي الضَّيْفِ, you are hospitable to the guests. وَتُعِينَ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ, when calamity, natural catastrophes, disasters befall, you are first one to assist. She praised Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then, remember, she has the distinction of being the first personality to embrace Islam. According to many ulama, she was the first personality to embrace Islam. A pillar of strength. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, after the demise of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Man ahabba shayyan akthara dhikrahu. When you love somebody, you take their name many a time. The master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Sayyida Khadija did this, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha did this. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are now here. So meaning that there is still no need now to speak so much of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. What did Habibuna, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, what did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Oh Aisha, she believed in me when people rejected me. She gave all her wealth to me when no one was prepared to assist me financially. She is the mother of my children. Qasim is my son. Abdullah is my son, who's known as Tayyib and Tahir. Zainab, Ruqayya, Kulthum, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhun, all of them, six children are from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anhu. Innaha kanat wa kanat, the words in Bukhari Sharif. She's exemplary. Her rank and status is so elevated. She, Sayyida Aisha, says, then we always would pray Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. See, brothers. But this ummah today, the men who claim they belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah today, we go for Hajj, we go to Umrah. I tried this many a time. I tell the brothers, tomorrow, Friday, for example, I'm going to Baqi after Fajr, meet me there. We have left 30, 40, 50 brothers, and we will go, we explain to them, this happened, we make dua. When it comes to Makkah Mukarramah is a slope. Makkah Mukarramah is like this. You see? The graveyard is called, learn the proper word, is called Mu'alla. All this Mu'alla, Mu'alla is all your stories. Mu'alla, remember, is this the upper region of Makkah and where your smart hotels are. We got smartphones and we got smart hotels now. So you must remember your Zamzam and your Hilton and all this hotel. That is called Misfala. So Makkah is a slope like this. So she, our mother, Sayyida Khadija binti Khuwaylid al-Kubra radiallahu anha, is buried there. This ummah today has got no time to make salam to our mother. How many of us went for umrah and came back and we didn't go and make salam? How many of us performed hajj and we didn't make salam? Think properly of that. How can we be such ihsan faramush? How can we forget the contribution and legacy of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? Think properly. Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is uswa-e hasana, teaching the ummah. You want to marry a widow, you will find example in Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to marry a mutallaqa, a lady who's divorced, you will find example in Sauda radiallahu anha. Among the Azwaj Mutahharat also there were some very interesting light-hearted moments. Our Honorable Ustad Sheikh Sabuni Hafizahullah is in Makkah 50 years now. He wrote a very nice kitab, Az-Ziwaj, that about marriage. In there he mentioned this incident. One day Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to enter. Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha is there. And she is old, elderly, but her clothing, everything were very, very, you know, clean, proper, very good. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, their honorable fathers were good friends and excellent, the best of Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha. So the daughters were one another's great friends. When they looked at their clothing, it was not so impressive. Like that of Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha. And they knew Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will enter just now. So they made a plan. So the two, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Sauda, you never heard the news." He said, "What?" He said, "Inna Dajjal qad kharaja, Dajjal is coming out just now, just now." He said, "What must I do?" He said, "Go there inside, like a storeroom, you know, with a lot of dust and all." So she went and is hiding there. Who? Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anhu. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, the two honorable wives are smiling and laughing and so forth. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "What happened? Why are you laughing? Why are you smiling so much?" They pointing, "Go see there, go see there." Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went, he saw Sayyida Sauda hiding. "What you hiding here?" Said, "Dajjal is going to come out any time, or he came out already." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that this was Sayyida Aisha and Sayyida Hafsa, this was, you know, light-hearted and all. But the Master alayhi salam just smiled also. So lesson, when you have 2, 3, 4 wives, so sometimes jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a magnanimous heart. I'm not saying now you must go take second, third, fourth wife. But if you have, then remember you need to be big-hearted and you need to have a big wallet also, you know. You know we have Q&A on the radio and all that. So this year Hajj meaning 1440, the last year now technically. So one brother phoned and contacted us and said, "I want to give my vote my wife for Hajj this year, this last year, 1440, 2019. Is it permissible or what must I do?" So I replied and responded, I said, "Yes, it's permissible, take both your wives, but make sure you take 2 separate rooms for them. If you're going to take 1 room for them, they're going to pelt you and they'll forget about pelting shaitan." So all you brothers, mashallah, who got 2 wives, I got 1 friend, 1 place. So I know he's got 2 wives, I say, "How you manage?" He say, "I whisper in their ear, when I take both of them, I walk in the middle, going to supermarket, and I tell them, when I press your hand more, you must know I love you more." And then he whispers in the other wife's ear and tells her, "Darling, when I press your hand, you must know I love you more." He's pressing both their hands. Must be a diplomat, you see, in many cases. Sayyidah Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha was so magnanimous, she knew Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great love for Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I give my turn willingly, without any coercion, to Siddiqah Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. See, that is Sahabiyat, Azwajah Mutahharat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third one, Siddiqah Sayyidah Aisha, wa ma adraka man Aisha. Do we even know who Siddiqah Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha? Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha's manaqib virtues are so much, few I'll mention. She reported 2,210 ahadith. The greatest amount of ahadith reported by any female in the history of Islam. How many ahadith we learn? Think about it. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that you can get married to a virgin as well. So different qualities we learn from the different nikah of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha kanat faqihatan adibatan muhaddisatan. She was a scholar par excellence. She was a linguist par excellence. Someone came to Mother Aisha Siddiqah bint Siddiq. See the words. Learn, my brothers. This is Ahlul Bayt. When you speak to your wife, study the corpus of hadith and see. Ya Aish. You see, in Arabic you call that Tarkheem, to abbreviate. Ya Humaira, O you with the red, red complexion. Ya Muwaffaqa, O Aisha, Allah has given you tawfiq, and therefore you are so precious to me. Ya Bint Siddiq, O daughter of Siddiq, all this you will find in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Dara Qutni, various hadith compilations. So when you speak to your wife, have different names for her. Oh my darling, oh my honey, oh my poppy, call her whatever you want to. But if she call you popo, then you mustn't feel upset also, you understand? So you must remember these kind of things. That is akhlaqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Baghdadi rahimahullah, you must remember, mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi al-Baghdadi mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani this incident. People came to Mother Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu anha, ya Aisha, tell us who is the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See what a master she was, Mother Aisha. She said, you ask me of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me describe to you. Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. We have a sun, S-U-N, and on the horizon there is a sun. Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu, wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai. That our sun, S-U-N, is much superior, greater than the sun you see on the horizon. Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu, wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai. Fa inna shamsa tali'un ba'da al-fajri. That sun rises when fajr time expires, the sun rises in the east. Our sun, fa inna shamsa tali'un ba'da al-fajri, wa shamsuna tali'un ba'da al-isha'i. And you come to the darbar, and the master alayhi salam, isha time after isha, the nur and the effulgence and the radiance of the master alayhi salam would illuminate everything around. See, if you ask my wife and your wife to describe us, what they will say? Where there's light also, they will say is ANC and no current. They'll say is load shedding. What do you think? Huh? So remember, take lesson of Siddiqah Hazrat Aisha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is right in her Hujra Mubarakah, the last moments of the life and hayat tayyiba of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, you want miswak? The Master alayhi salam said yes. She took miswak and she softened it. She gave it to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, my saliva and the saliva Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are joined even after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. Siddiqah Sayyidah Aisha. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last moments when the Mubarak Jasad Athar were against my body, and there the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place. In the Hujra Mubarakah of Siddiqatu bint Siddiq. What virtues we can tell you of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. She had no children. She was married on the 10th of Shawwal. And remember, she would tell her family members, Inna Nabiya Salah, who will teach the Ummah all this? Today, if we, our wives have to speak these things, we will say that, how can you say this? Mother Aisha is saying this. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Inna Nabiya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal, wa bana bi Shawwal. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married me in the month of Shawwal, and it was the 10th of Shawwal, and he consummated the marriage with me in the month of Shawwal. Siddiqa Aisha said, Ni'ma nisa'ul ansar. The women of Ansar are so good and excellent, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ma mana'ahunna al-haya'u ayyatafaqahna fi al-deen. They are natural haya, shame and modesty, would not become an impediment in understanding the deen of Islam. Our mother Aisha, everything she's explaining, what happened in the bedroom, what happened in the bathroom, what she would explain to teach the ummah. This is how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wudu, how he performed the ghusl, what he taught us to do, the inside of the house Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha. Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha, these three nikahs took place in Makkah Mukarramah. Then Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, Innaha sawwamatun wa qawwama. She is fasting abundantly during the day, and night time she is making so much tahajjud salat. Imagine how the sahabiyat, the azwaj mutahharat are praised. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she loses her husband, passes away, and then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the iddat proposes, taught her the dua. Whenever calamity comes, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Read the dua correctly. Allahumma, join the meme with the hamza with the alif. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. O Almighty Allah, reward me in this disaster calamity of mine. Wa akhlif li khayran minha. You give me a better badal, a better replacement. She used to say, Abu Salama was so good, where will I get someone? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam proposes for her. She says, Ya Rasulallah, it's very difficult for me. I'm very sensitive. You have other wives and so forth. And never mind, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will help you. And she marries Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she's from the Azwaj Mutahharat. Umme Habiba, O people of Africa, South Africa, do we even know our history? You are in the month of Muharram 1441. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 45 years old, the fifth year in the mission, the first hijrah took place from Makkah Mukarramah to Ethiopia to Habasha. That is the first hijrah. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu is there. Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu is there. Do we know who's Usman bin Maz'un? The first person to pass away in Medina Ba'd al-Hijrah. Wa aynahu tazrifan. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam mubarak, tears rolling down. And then when Ibrahim, the son of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passed away, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take Ibrahim, my beloved son, and place him in the grave of Usman bin Maz'un, the first person to pass away in Medina after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara. So they made hijrah. Sayyidina Usman bin Affan, the third caliph, made hijrah to Africa twice. Hajara ila Habasha marratain. Carry on. There is the honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umme Habiba, her father Abu Sufyan, her brother Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Today people want to attack the honor of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. One day in South Africa I was in a place, I'm in a masjid, and that person attacked Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his Jummah lecture. So some people told me, I said, I'm coming there next week or 2 weeks.
Tell him any time he wants, I'll come to him. 12 o'clock at night, or I'll go. He told them, tell AK to come. I must come after Fajr. So I went. So I spoke to him, everything, you know. His wife was passing for tea or whatever. So I asked him, he Babi, I, is Babi? He said, yeah. So I said, Babi got brothers, said, yeah. I said, if I attack your wife's brothers in public only, you will accept? He said, no. I said, you attacked Amir Muawiyah in a Jummah khutbah, how you justified that? See, we should be thinking. People attack our mother, our brother, our wife's brother, we don't want to accept. But people want to attack Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anha. He is the brother of Umme Habiba radiallahu anha. He is the person who was Khalifa of this Ummah for almost 20 years, from 41 to the year 60. And Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anha, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Nawasa of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gave him the mantle of leadership. Umme Habiba radiallahu anha is here in Africa. Again Najashi comes, who gave asylum to Sahaba. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam never forgot, performed his Salatul Janazah. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara, Najashi's Mubarak body here. And therefore, if you want academic discussion, then Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Imam Shafi say, you can read Salatul Janazah al-Ghaib, the body can be somewhere else, and you read Salatul Janazah somewhere else. It's permissible. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis. So this academic discussion. The point I want to make is this. He tells her that I will become your wali, I will become Najashi, your wakil, and now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nikah will take place with you. Subhanallah, he was the go-between. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed. She is here in Habasha, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara, and the nikah takes place. That is a distinction for Africa. And Najashi then invited people, and a meal was served and everything. Do we forget the contribution of Africa? They are the people who, without seeing the Master alayhi salam, when Ja'far radiallahu anhu read Surah Maryam in Africa, then Allah describes it in the Quran. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. Our Qarisab, now beautiful he read. The one Qarisab who read the Naat Sharif also, beautiful, mashallah. So my brothers, we should always remember that the Quran Sharif has the greatest impact and magnet. So they cried first time they hearing the Quran. There and then in Africa, in Ethiopia, they embrace Islam. This is what they did. And he was responsible for that nikah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Umme Habiba radiallahu anha. So you come to Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Today again, how many of us went for Umrah? How many of us went for Hajj? Where is Maymuna radiallahu anha buried? If you just go 18, 20 kilometers out of Makkah, the place is called Sarif. Now they changed it now. Hudaybiyah is called Shumaysiyah, the new name for many years. And now this past year or so, they changed Sarif. Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu anha states, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi sallam tazawwaja bi bi Sarif. The Master alayhi salatu salam married me in Sarif. And wabana bi bi Sarif, consummated the marriage with me in Sarif. Wamatat bi Sarif, she passed away in Sarif. Wadufinat bi Sarif, and she's buried there. The Ummah today goes past. We know the malls, we know the places of eating, all that. But we don't know the exact place where Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried. Even now when we went, I told the taxi, stop little bit. And we just stopped for a few, just seconds, minutes. From there, we say, Assalamu alayki ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, Maymuna radiallahu anha, O Ummah. Do we even worry of these type of things? All the honorable wives, all the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are buried in Medina Munawwara. Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, both Zainabs. I'll come to Hazrat Zainab just now, Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha. And remember that Umm Salama, Umm Habib, all of them, Hazrat Juwayriya, Hazrat Safiya, besides Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she's buried here in Makkah, and outside Makkah is Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu anha. When you go with a taxi, tell him you want to go to Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha. They covered it up now with the wall, four sides. And that is the Mubarak place of our mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha. Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh. Look at the glory, the beauty of the Quran Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Zainab binti Jahsh, who was a paragon of beauty, marry Zayd. Zayd was not so handsome and so forth. He was not, you know, but Nabi alayhi salam commanded. Zayd was called Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the like adopted son. The marriage did not work out. And thereafter, he, Zayd radiallahu anh, he divorced her for Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anh. Both of them made sacrifice for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't worry about people. Allah revealed the verse, Surah 33, verse 5. Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. Call the adopted children by the biological father's name. So now Zayd is no more called Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's called Zayd bin Haritha. So superficially, outwardly, his link to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the name is cut off. But Allah says, O Zayd, we will mention your name in the Quran. Every person will read your name. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا The only Sahabi radiallahu anhu arda whose name is mentioned in the Quran. O Zainab radiallahu anha, you made such a big sacrifice. You are the paragon of piety and beauty, but you heard what Nabi alayhi salam said. So because you made that sacrifice, now you in iddat is finished. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu performs her nikah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Zawajnakaha. She used to tell the other wives of Nabi alayhi salam, your father, your family performed your nikah. I am Zainab binti Jahsh. Allah Jalla wa Ala performed my nikah. Can you understand, my brothers? So what you thinking of? When we go to Jannah, who will perform the nikah? Who? In this world, your wife is so beautiful, somebody's wife. That is Hur Atin. That is the Hur from the sand and dust. There in Jannah, you get Hur Ain. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ إِنْ So Almighty Allah will perform our nikah in Jannah. What a beautiful damsels in Jannah. My brothers, believe in what we say, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that remember Azwaj-e Mutahharat, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the children of the Master alayhi salam, the grandchildren Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and all are part of Ahlul Bayt. May Almighty Allah Jalla wala give us true understanding. May Almighty Allah make our khatima on iman. We got 1-2 minutes left for dua. We make dua for the people in Kashmir, in Palestine, in Syria, and Yemen, and all the other affected areas, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود المحتلين اللهم عليك بالمشركين الظالمين اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كشمير وفي اليمن وفي أفغانستان وفي العراق وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Amen.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.